to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go harder. Just dig deeper inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive. Just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's up, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast, where we talk about motivation, inspiration, dedication, and as always, just being the highest version of yourself that you can be. We know it's a lot of stress out there, a lot of aggravation, but this podcast is just all about elevation and rising above that. So I just want to appreciate you guys. Shout y'all out for listening, as always, with the dope energy that you have. And yeah, we just appreciate you guys. And today's episode is interesting because what we're going to talk about today, obviously, it's something that we should have spoken about for a while. And for whatever reason, we didn't get around to it, but we are going to talk about COVID-19 today. And I know it's been a lot going on with COVID and, you know, just, I mean, with everything. So, I mean, it's a lot of layers to it, but I'm just going to talk about it from my personal experience. And then I'm going to talk about where we presently are and where we are going. So I guess to talk about me personally, I never had COVID myself. But with that said, I do know of people that died from COVID. I know that a lot of people that passed, they had a... It was a lot of different things, man. I mean, you know, age could have been a factor. Underlying health conditions that they already had that contributed to how their body responded to COVID. There was an individual by the name of Bishop Joey Williams. And Joey Williams was a close friend of my family. They'd known him for years. And he was actually the bishop that had presided over the funeral services for my mom when she passed from breast cancer. So he was always a close family friend and a dynamic individual. And when I got the news that Joey had passed from COVID, I was blown away. I mean, he had just, I think, like, you know, he was always active in the community, just a great individual. So to hear that news of his passing was very disheartening. And in addition to that, a lot of my close friends had got diagnosed with COVID, so much to the point that they were in ICU, in intensive care. One of my good friends, he was recently learning how to walk again because COVID had hit him so hard, and my other buddies as well. And it has really been an ordeal with COVID, as a lot of you know. I recently went to Italy. I had a concert over there. So they had relaxed some of the travel restrictions from the United States to Italy, given that the cases appeared to be on the decline and that things were normalizing. But when I got over there and I had the concert in Italy, I got the news that they had reinstated a lot of those travel restrictions due to COVID. So while I was over there in Italy, I was having an amazing time, and I'm like, oh man, am I going to be able to get back home? You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't sure just how strict those restrictions that were being reinstated or imposed were going to be. But I mean, luckily I made it back to the States, had a great time out there. But even while out there, so if you've traveled, then you know what it's like at the airports. They want to see proof of vaccination, or if you can't provide them with the proof of your vaccination, then you have to at least be able to establish that you had a negative COVID test recently, like within the past 3 days, and that you are safe for travel purposes. So that's essentially what happened when I got to the airport. I had to provide my COVID vaccination card. I got the Moderna. So I provided that and got on the flight. And then I went from JFK to Rome. Then from Rome, I caught a connecting flight to La Masia. And then I had to do the same thing going back. So travel has definitely been impacted by COVID. One thing that we do know, I know a lot of people, you've either got like, there's no in between with this. It's either you've got the people that really believe that COVID is real, and that's because they've had some experience with that themselves or family members that have passed from it. Or you got people on the opposite side that say, yo, this is a conspiracy. This is all BS. The government is making this up just to experiment on us. Look what has happened to us historically, like with the Tuskegee Airmen and all the different things and them experimenting on people. And we ain't with it. We ain't getting vaccinated. And to people on both sides, I say, well, at the end of the day, first and foremost, everyone is entitled to their choice. I don't feel that there's anyone that should impose their will on someone else. If you want to get the vaccine, you go on and get the vaccine. If you don't want to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. It is what it is. Everybody has choices. But regardless of which side of the scale that you are on, what I will say is this, is that you can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences. All right. I'm going to say it one more time. You can choose your actions, but you can't choose your consequences. So with that being stated, just know that regardless of which side of the scale you're on, that whatever consequences may come with that, just stand firm on your decision. One thing that I can say is that I saw a vlog that a guy had made, and he was basically talking about his wife who has stage 4 cancer. And that she could not get, well, she got medical treatment in the hospital, but what had ended up happening was that due to the lack of beds, because so many people are in the hospital with COVID, she had to be released from the hospital early or prematurely. So essentially the vlog from her husband was expressing his anger and frustration that his wife, who has stage 4 cancer, was unable to spend more needed time in the hospital to get medical attention because beds were being taken up from people with COVID that have not been vaccinated. So his whole vantage point, which he made a valid point, he said, listen, if you don't believe in COVID, you don't think it's real, you don't think that we should get vaccinated, then on the flip side, when you do get sick, if you do get sick, don't take up or occupy a hospital bed for someone else that has a medical condition that they need help for. I mean, he kind of had a point. You know what I mean? If you don't feel it's real and it's all made up, but then if you do happen to get sick, then I mean, you should stand firm 10 toes down on what you believe, right? I mean, you can't flip-flop. So I think that at this stage, everybody just has to be safe. Do what you can do for the safety and well-being of yourself and your family. If you have kids, then you very know well what it feels like to worry about your kids' safety, right? You know, growing up in the neighborhood I grew up in, I know we had a lot of substance abuse, a lot of violence, a heavy gang component. So growing up for us, parents, their main concern was that their kids made it home safe, right? Like that was the main thing, like our kids actually making it home safe, not getting killed, not becoming a statistic due to some unforeseen circumstances that are out of their control, essentially. And now, I mean, there's so many other variables. Now you got to worry about your kid, you know, getting sick and all these different things. You know, I'm a father, and my daughter, she recently went back to school, starting the 4th grade. So, you know, every day it's like everything you do is for your kids, man, just thinking about safety. So what I can say is that whoever you are listening to this podcast, just do what you have to do to keep yourself safe, keep your loved ones safe, and whatever that translates or looks like for you, then that's what you do. you know. I mean, sure, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories and just a lot of confusion. And I think the government is to blame, of course, for a lot of this, because the reality is that I think the whole rollout has been very confusing. I go places and I'm confused. It's like, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm like, you know, I'm going places and I see people, they're like, oh, we want people to wear masks, but you know, if you're vaccinated, why do you have to wear a mask? I get it, like, you still can, you know, you can be a carrier or whatever it is. So it's just, it gets very confusing and very convoluted. And then now when they're talking about, you know, the booster shot, and people feel away, they're like, well, I got the vaccination, why do I need a booster shot? Then people on the other side of science say, well, you know, if you got the flu shot, you know, you get a booster, you know, you get your yearly annual flu shot or whatever the case may be. So I think maybe the rollout could have been a little better. And what that looks like is, like, if you're in business or entertainment, you know all about rollouts, you know about PR, you know about public relations. You understand a lot of times it's not necessarily what you say, but how you say it and how you execute it and how digestible or consumable that information is to digest. So, I mean, that looks something like, hey, we are aware that we are in a state of emergency. We are dealing with this issue of COVID. And as a result of that, to make a strong attempt to try to fight this thing and save as many lives as possible, we are rolling out a vaccination for COVID-19. And in addition to that, there's the possibility that you may require a booster shot after you get the vaccination. But see, what happened was the government didn't do that. They just said, hey, get the shot, should be good. Once you get the shot, then it becomes, hey, you need a booster. Hey, you know, there's people getting side effects from the shot. So it's kind of like, you know, the government has to take accountability at the same time. It's like, if I'm telling my child to do something, I have to make sure that I explain it correctly and that the information is digestible. I have to take accountability if she's in a position where she's confused by what I'm telling her. It's not her fault, it's me, right? I got to eat that. So same thing with the government. It's like, they have to eat that. They have to basically make sure that they are explaining this thing correctly. And, you know, if your goal is to save as many lives as possible, then you have to be effective, right? And I don't feel like they have been as effective as possible. So, I mean, that's where it's at right now, man. But like I say, just to everybody, just be safe as possible. Do what you have to do for you and your family, and just make informed decisions as possible. All right. So once again, this is the Diagnosis Success Podcast. I appreciate y'all listening, man. Stay motivated and stay inspired.
So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up.